3 lines from the end of the page. Chav Beis Amid Beis 22b4. Okay, this is really a new Gemara. I mean, it's a little bit connected to before, but it's... Okay, the Gemara is discussing two witnesses say one thing, two witnesses say something else, they contradict each other, what do you do, right? So it sounds like this. Tana Rabban Rabbanan say, Shnayim Eimnim Niskatshim. Two witnesses say a woman had kedushin with a man. Shnayim Eimnim Lein Niskatshim. And two people say she didn't have kedushin. Now the question is, can this woman marry a third guy? I mean, another guy. This is a lady, Sarah. Two witnesses say she had kedusha with a man, therefore she cannot marry anybody else. Two witnesses say, no, she never had kedusha with a man, so she can marry whoever she wants. The din is like this. Tarezoleit leitinasi. She cannot marry anybody. But vimnisas, what happened if she got married? And then the other witness comes and says she had kedushin. Loite says she can stay married to the guy. Okay? If two say she had kedushin, two witnesses say she didn't have a kedushin, so she cannot get married, but if she got married, she can stay married to the guy. Next case. Shnayim Eimnim Nisgashim. Two people say this woman got divorced. Shnayim Eimnim Lein Nisgashim. Two people say she didn't get divorced. She's still married. Hareizu Leitinasi. She cannot get married. But, Imnisis, if she did get married, in this case, Taisa, she has to get divorced from the second husband.
Why? Isn't it the same as before? Sort of?
So the Gemara Taka asks, Maishin Oresha, Maishin Osefa. What's the difference between the first case and the second case? It's two different cases. One is, the Badami discusses the Rishen over here don't understand this whole Gemara. Because the cases are very different. And the Gemara asks, what's the difference between the beginning and the first case, second case?
Two different cases.
Huh?
Two different cases. One is Kedushin, one is Kedushin. One he says...
The question over here is this woman married or not? So each... Two witnesses say she got Kedushin. Two witnesses say she didn't get Kedushin. Right? Two say she's married, two say she's not married. So she can't marry anybody else. Right? Because it's a doubt. But if she did, she stays married to him. Second case is, two people say she was divorced. Two people say she wasn't divorced. So again, she cannot marry anybody else. But in this case, if she did, she has to get divorced. But if you stop to think for a minute, it's a very big difference between the two cases. The Gemara says, what's the difference between this case and this case? Why here, if she got married, she has to divorce him? And this case, if she got married, she doesn't have to divorce him. But it's obvious, if you think about it.
No.
Two people say she was married, but she had Kedushin. Two people say she didn't have Kedushin. Okay? Now, there's a doubt if she ever was married. Correct? And now that we know for sure she wasn't married at one time. One opinion, one Ada said, two witnesses she got married, two witnesses she didn't get married. The second case, two people say she got divorced, two people say she didn't get divorced. But everybody knows she was married. Right? Over there, there's a definite chazaka being married. The question is it broken? So when two witnesses say yes, two witnesses say no, what do? They should cancel each other out. And then, she's married. Right? The first case, though, two witnesses say she had Kedushin. Two witnesses say she didn't have Kedushin. Chav Gimel Amid Aleph. That's what we're up to now. Two witnesses say she had Kedushin. Two witnesses say she didn't have Kedushin. There was never a for sure married woman here. So it's obviously much easier. Right? But the Rishonim write that, it's still a different. Because rabbinically, maybe she's married. But the Gemara's question is, what's the difference between this case and this case? Okay? First case is, two witnesses testify a woman had Kedushin. So she's married. Two witnesses testify she did not have Kedushin. So then she cannot marry a third guy, another guy. But if she'd married him, she doesn't have to get divorced. Right? That was the first case. Second case, two witnesses say this woman got divorced. So she can marry another guy. Two witnesses say she didn't get divorced, meaning she's still married. So she can't marry another guy. Over there, the din is she cannot marry him. But if she does marry him, she has to leave him. So you might as well live between the two cases. Amar Abaye, Abaye answers a whole different answer.
I understand. Why you want to explain it? You explain it very good. This is the difference. Why you want to explain what? What do you explain? So that's the difference. So why are you trying to?
Sorry, what was so the cases? First case. They say that
she got Kedushin.
She didn't get divorced.
No. First case is
she had
a girl off the street. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two witnesses say this girl got Kedushin from a man.
Mm-hmm.
Two witnesses say she didn't get Kedushin from him. Now, can this woman marry another guy?
No. But if she get married, she can stay, huh?
She could stay. Yeah? Next case, two witnesses say, everybody says she was married. Two witnesses say she got divorced, therefore she can marry somebody else. Mm-hmm. Two witnesses say, no, she never got divorced. That means she can't marry anybody else. So it's halacha. She cannot marry anybody else. But if she did, she has to get divorced. It's obvious the difference.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, leave it there. In fact, Taisa says, of course there's a difference. Here, she's for sure married, and here we don't know if she was married. So Taiz says, because of Midrabanan, you'd be Machme anyway. That's what the Gemara's question is. Okay, but Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this. Tirgumah Be'ed Achad. It's speaking not two witnesses. It's speaking one witness. Okay? Meaning, Eid Achad Eimen Nizkatsha, one witness is she had Kedushin. Ve'ed Achad Eimer Lein Nizkatsha. And one witness says she was never married. Okay? Now, Tavayu bepnuyu kamisade. They're both talking about a girl that was previously unmarried. Bahai de kama niskacha. Therefore, when one witness says she had kedushin, ein devar of shalecha b'makim shenayim. One cannot undo two. Meaning like this. Both witnesses, in the first case, one guy says she had Kedushin, one guy says she didn't have Kedushin. Right? That means both agree that at one time she did not have Kedushin. One guy says she had Kedushin, the other guy says she never had Kedushin. But they both testify that at one time she didn't have Kedushin. Right? That means two witnesses are testifying she's single. She was single. One witness is now coming to say she got married. One witness is not believed against two. Both witnesses are testifying at one time this girl was not married. One witness says she's still not married. And the other witness says, no, a week ago she got married. Right? So both testify at one time she wasn't married.
You don't need testimony to say that at one time nobody was married.
Correct. That means, Besdin says, we testify, this girl at one time was not married. Now one witness comes along and says the girl is married. He's not believed. Therefore, lechatchila, she cannot get married. But if she got married, she can stay married.
his word is against two edim, right? One against two, but he's part of both edim, one and part of two.
What do you mean?
Who is the two edim? He's one of them.
Yeah.
Who are the two edim? He is one of them.
Right. But him and the other guy testify she wasn't married.
Okay, that's two.
Now this one guy says she got married.
The same guy.
Yeah. He's not believed.
So they can say two different edim.
He's not saying, he's not contradicting himself. At one time she wasn't.
We're not talking about it. We're talking about the after fact. Like how she's married now. Like he said, everybody was not married at once.
Right.
So
how do you know a woman's married? You need two witnesses.
We only have one.
If a woman does Kiddushin...
There's three witnesses altogether.
No.
Two.
There are two guys here.
There's two witnesses.
Two witnesses. One guy says she had Kedusha, one guy says she didn't have Kedusha. Right? If a woman does Kedusha in front of one witness, it's worthless. Right? You need two witnesses. Now, this woman, according to all opinions, at one time was not married. One guy comes along and says, now she's married. So he's going against the sort of the accepted testimony of the world that she wasn't married. Right? Therefore, lechatchila takis, she shouldn't get married.
Why if after the fact, if she got married, he said, it's okay?
Well?
Why is Medi-Evet okay after she got married?
No, Tais is over here asking a different question. Then why can't she get married?
L'chatchila. Oh yeah, the one is... yeah, l'chatchila. She should get married, l'chatchila.
Right. Tais is as tamer. It doesn't make sense. Because the Gemara's premise over here is, everybody says she was single. One guy is coming to change that. He's not believed. Right?
He's also one that also says that he's not. The one that says yes is also one of the two that say
that no. Said originally she was not married. Now she is, but originally she wasn't. Right? Now, there's a chazaka, she was single. One witness is coming to change the chazaka that she was single to say she's married. So he's not believed. So Tesis asks, if that's the case, why can't she l'chatchila get married? Why do we say she cannot get married? If she got married, she can stay married. But why can't she get married? She's single. So Tosfos answers a very interesting question. What do you mean one witness says she had Kedusha and one witness says she didn't have Kedusha? What does it mean? What's the case?
I saw it like I was a witness, no?
What, he saw the Kedusha in front of two other witnesses?
No.
I'm asking, what does it mean?
Probably that's the one,
no? Tosfos says it's not the case of the Gemara. No. Okay. A guy, I'll first explain it by a get and then by Kedushin. Biblically, a guy can divorce his wife against her will. Yeah? Biblically, you throw her a get and she's divorced. Okay? Now what happens, the man's standing here, the woman's standing there. The table is 8 feet, this is a 6 foot table. It's an 8 foot table. Okay? He takes the get and throws it at her. So the din is like this. If the get is closer to her side of the table, she's divorced. If it's closer to his side of the table, she's not divorced. What happens is exactly in the middle. The get lands up. Here's the middle, the get ends up here. It's a doubtful marriage. Doubtful get, not doubtful get, right? The same thing happened over here with Kedushin. The guy has to say, I'm going to give her something. So he throws her the ring. One witness says it was closer to her, so it is a good Kedushin. One witness says, no, it was closer to him, so it wasn't a good Kedushin. Correct? Now, both agree that he threw Kedushin at her. So that weakens the chazaka that she's single. That's what Taisa says.
Did not say throwing a ring, it was against her will?
No, no, obviously she has to want. No, Kedushin, get is not, but Kedushin is, no, she says, throw it to me. The girl says to the man, throw me the ring. She says, that Makadesh will send, he throws it to her. So if it goes to her, the Kedushin is valid. Not, if it goes to him, it's his, not hers.
So both they saw the Kedushin.
Right. The question is, was it closer to him or closer to her? So there's no real chazok anymore that she was single, because both people say that he gave her Kedushin. The question is, was it closer to her or to him? Is it valid or not? But everybody says he is giving her Kedushin.
Even if it's not closer to her, but she accepts
it
being thrown, that, okay, I'm going to reach it and get it. I accept it.
It's not that halacha. If it's closer to her, she got it. If closer to him, she didn't get it. It still is.
But this is not the pashut of the Gemara, right? The Tosfos was saying that's not Peshat, no?
Yeah.
It is Peshat?
He says, one witness says she had Kedushin, one witness says she didn't have Kedushin. What's the case? Explain to me the scenario.
Like what I said doesn't make sense?
What?
That one of them says, I saw in front of two they had a Kedushin.
And the other guy says?
I never saw there's a Kedushin.
So because he never saw it didn't mean he never did it? Are you at every wedding? Do you go to every wedding?
No.
No. Not, if you're not invited. Can you say for sure a guy had no Kedushin? Maybe he had when you weren't looking with somebody else. How do you know?
I cannot be a head. I wasn't there. I didn't see it.
But how can you testify that they had no Kedushin? One witness says she had Kedushin. One witness says she didn't have Kedushin. Now tell me the case. How can a guy testify she didn't have Kedushin? What, he locked, he was, the only other case is, he was with her in a room the whole year, and nobody else saw her.
I know doesn't make sense.
What case do you have? So the way Taisus explains it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
He threw her the ring, one witness says it's closer to her, one witness says it's closer to him, therefore, one witness is saying it's a good Kedushin because it's closer to her. One witness is saying it's not a good Kedushin because it's closer to him. So the case makes sense.
Otherwise, you say, I don't see Kedushin, doesn't make sense. I didn't say
in fact, the Gemara is going to use an expression. When you say, I didn't see, didn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Right? Because you didn't see something. You can't testify that I didn't see the Kedushin.
What kind of edut is
it? The only way you can testify, if they say they had Kedushin Monday morning, and Monday morning you know for sure you were through the whole time and nobody else saw it. But otherwise, how can you testify somebody didn't do something? You can testify if somebody did do something. Right? So how can one witness testify he didn't have Kedushin? So the way Taisus describes the case, it makes sense. But Taisus says, therefore, because both witnesses agree he threw Kedushin at her, that means he had intention of doing Kedushin, so her chazak of being single is weakened.
And after throwing it, if they both mutually agree that it was...
No. Case. No.
So they walk away, they assume they're married and they're not.
Could be.
Just because it wasn't
there. You don't know. Welcome back to civilization.
Wow.
Thank you so much.
Came back.
So if the process is not done properly, they could mistakenly think that they have a proper and they don't.
It's better thinking that way than the other way when the Kedushin was valid and he thought it's not and she's going to go marry somebody else. Right? That's worse.
Now we explain the first part. What about the second
part? Now the Gemara says like this.
Not the second case. The second part of the first case. He says, the im is at, Lotus says,
right.
Why you are not machmir, that maybe she's Eshadish? If maybe,
because one witness is going against two.
No, but we say we don't marry. Don't get married.
If you but get now married, that she got married, so we assume that it's halacha now that she's married halachically. So you can't make her divorce him. Now what's the story with the get? Sefer, five lines in the top of Chav Gimel. Sefer, the second case is, Eid Eimein is Gasha. One witness said she got divorced. Eid Echad, Eimein is Gasha. One witness said she didn't get divorced. Now, both witnesses are testifying though she was married. The only question is, did she get a get or did she not get a get? So the Gemara says, Tavayu be'eshiz ishko masadeh. They're both testifying that she was an Eishes Ish. V'hai the common is Gasha. Therefore, the guy that says she got divorced is only one against two. Two say she was married. One is saying she got a get. So therefore, he's so not believed, right? He's so not believed that even if they got married, they have to get divorced.
They say, for sure she was married.
One witness says she got divorced. One witness says she didn't get divorced. But they're both testifying she was married. Mm-hmm. Now the question is, did she get a get? How many witnesses say she got a get? One. One is not believed. So she cannot get married. And even if she does, she has to leave the second husband.
Because the chazak of being married, that's for sure.
They have that's for sure too. The first case, there's a chazaka, she wasn't married. The only question, did she have kedushin, didn't she have kedushin? So therefore, she can get married, but if she got married, she can stay married.
Oh, geshmak.
Huh?
Geshmak.
No, it's very interesting the way the Gemara learns.
The same thing like get, yeah? Both they saw.
The same thing going to Tasis. The get is also the same thing. We don't know.
Yeah.
Was the get closer to her or closer to him? Because again, how can one witness testify she didn't get a get? How does he know? He doesn't know, doesn't mean she didn't get a get. In fact, the Gemara is going to use the expression, another way the Gemara is going to define the Gemara. Just because you didn't see it, doesn't mean it didn't happen. Somebody says something happened. You say, no, it didn't. How do you know it didn't happen? If you say something happened in this night, and I was there at the night and I saw it didn't happen, I could say it didn't happen. To come along with a statement, it never happened. How do you know it never happened? Maybe it did happen. Just because you didn't see it doesn't mean it didn't happen.
This is the base of suing in America. Like someone said, I sue somebody.
There's no suing in Texas.
No. I mean, like, this is their base. Because it can come and prove, you know what, I saw this happen. No, the other person has to prove it didn't happen, right? It's the same thing?
Right. In other words, I can sue you that you hit me. In the American system, I have to prove that you didn't.
Yeah.
In Torah, it doesn't work like that.
How does it work in Torah?
You want to extract money, you have to prove it. There's no suing in Torah, Bechlau. There's damages, there's no suing. Okay, Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says no. You don't have to learn these two dinim. What about that she had Kedushim and that she didn't have Kedushim? Now the Abaye said it's one witness. Ravashi says no, it's two witnesses. But reverse the cases. He explains what it means. Ravashi Amar Le'elim Terei Utei, Ve'epach. And let's learn the case differently. What's the case? Shnayim Emrim Ra'inu Shinez Gatcha. Two witnesses say, we saw the Kedushin. Shnayim Eimrim, Loi Re'inu Shinez Gatcha. We didn't see the Kedushin. the din is leiti nasi. She cannot get married to anybody else. Right? Why?
There are two that say they
because two witnesses say she got married.
And two say she
two say she didn't get married. No, we didn't see. Loiloinu, they said, we didn't see that she got married. Right? So therefore, 1 minute. Leitinasi. Not only that, Vimnisis, Tete. She has to even go out.
If two witnesses say she got married, she must have other witnesses besides her.
I didn't see it. You think it would be married, no? She should be married.
But I can't figure out this. If two women said she didn't marry because they were at the wedding.
Right.
And these other two people come by, she didn't get married.
By the way, Kedushin wasn't a marriage. Kedushin was done 12 months before the wedding. Oh. It was done in private with two witnesses.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're saying that the other two witnesses are just saying, they're not saying that she didn't. They're just saying we're not sure.
Oh, 1 minute, 1 minute.
What is the case?
The case is, two witnesses come. I mean, Ravashi is changing the whole case. So the first case is, two witnesses say, we saw the Kedushin.
Right.
Two witnesses say, we did not see the Kedushin.
So what?
1 minute. So therefore, the way the case is low going is like this. She cannot get married. Even if she does, she got to divorce him.
What's the point of the second? 1 minute.
So Gemara says, Pshita, Loireino Inanaya. Of course. It's not two against two. Two witnesses say she got married. To somebody else.
Right.
Two witnesses say, we never saw it.
Which is nothing.
So, that's worthless.
Right.
Why would I think she can get married to the guy? So the Gemara says, no, it's speaking, the Daira B'chatzer Echad. The man and the woman are living in the same courtyard. So Mao the Tema would think, Im Isa the Niskache, if it would be true, like the witnesses say that she had Kedushin, Kala Isla Lemilsa. People would know about it. The Yenta Society.
Right.
In the courtyard, you know?
Yeah.
So the Yentas. So Gemara says, I would think that maybe they're not believed to have Kedushin. I had two witnesses there was Kedushin, and two witnesses say, no, we didn't see it. Right? So Gemara says, that's not a testimony. So Gemara says, no. The case is, the man and the woman are living in the same courtyard. So there's an assumption to think, if there was Kedushin, people would know about it.
Oh, I see. So the other two are basically saying, we never heard of such a thing.
Never happened. Because if it happened, we would have known about it.
So therefore it's damning.
So that's what I would think. So the chiddush is, no, she still cannot get married, and even if she gets married, she has to get divorced. Why? Because the Gemara says, kamach malon, the avde inish de mekache betzina. There are people that do it privately, kedushin. Nobody should know about it. So it could be nobody knew about it. So in other words, the way Ravashi is learning this case, the case is like this.
You already have two witnesses that saw it, they said.
Yeah, but two witnesses say we didn't see it.
That doesn't mean anything.
1 minute. You're right. Therefore, she cannot get married. Even if she did, she'd have to get divorced. But that's obvious.
She cannot get married to the guy that she's...
To anybody.
Oh, to somebody else you're talking about?
Yeah, because she's a married woman. She can't marry somebody else.
Right.
Remember, one husband per wife.
Right.
Two wives per husband.
I gotcha. I thought we were talking about marrying the one she's with right now.
That's what she said.
Lacher, of course lacher, because...
Okay. No,
I thought you were talking about she can't marry the guy she's with now.
Because, listen, two witnesses testify, Rachel got engaged to Yaakov, yeah? She can marry Yaakov, why not? The question, can she marry somebody else?
So I'm assuming that these people who are living in the courtyard together are no longer with each other. Is that the idea? Then
no.
The question is, can she marry someone else?
The question is, she married to this guy that they say she's married to, or can she marry somebody else?
Right. And since you have two witnesses that saw it, Dafkas, right. Of course they are.
So the only question was, oh, forget if it's a given.
Yeah.
Because they didn't see. So Gemara said, no. Over here it's different because they're in the same courtyard. If it would have happened, they say they would have known it. But Gemara says, no, it doesn't matter. People do it privately, and therefore, two witnesses say she had Kedushin. Two witnesses say we never saw it. What they say is worthless.
That cancels each other.
No.
No.
The witnesses say we never saw the Kedushin. They're not saying it didn't happen.
Right. They just don't know. Which means nothing.
Right.
It's not...
They didn't see, but they said that it didn't happen.
How can they say it didn't happen?
You said that already. You can't say it didn't happen.
How can they say it didn't happen? How do they know what happened?
But then doesn't go this Peshat with the lotion of the Gemara. The Gemara says Shenayim and Shenayim.
So Gemara is changing the lotion of the Gemara. Listen, even Abaye made it from 2 to 1. The Braisa says, two said. Abaye said, no, it's 1 and 1. That's also changing. So this is also changing from 2, but not only that, Ravashi is actually changing the halacha. The first case is, yeah. Two people said she got Kedushin, 2 people said she didn't have Kedushin. The original version is she can't marry, but if she gets married, she can stay married. Ravashi is changing that. What's the second case? So he says like this. Shanaim Amru Inu Shinaz Gasha. 2 people say we saw her get divorced. 2 people say we didn't see that she got divorced. Then the din is, Harei Lo Din Tanasi. She cannot get married because maybe she was not divorced, right? Vimnisis Lo Teitzi. But if she get, she doesn't have to get divorced. So Gemara says, "Makom Ashulon." Even though they live in the same chotzer, I don't ach. So he says like this: "Mao the time I would think, by kedushin, people do kedushin privately. I would think that people do kedushin quietly, but by get, im isa dis garsha, if the guy divorced her." Call it, he would want to publicize it amongst the neighbors.
Would he?
In other words, like this.
Maybe he'd be embarrassed.
The way the Mefarshim explains it like this. Kedushin, a guy doesn't want somebody else grabbing her. She's not publicizing, I'm getting Kedushin to this woman. Don't forget, in the time of the Gemara, Kedushin went over to a woman, 2 eidim, and that was it. Right? If she agreed. So a guy knew maybe other people after this girl. And he wanted to get her first. So he did Kedushin privately. But get, why shouldn't he publicize it? He wants people to know she's not my wife anymore. I don't have to support her, right? You know, whatever the things. So the Gemara answers, the Kamashim of the Chiddush is, the Ovid Inish the Mekatsha, Umegarish Betzen. So people do both privately. Therefore, the second case, by the way, according to him, is that 2 people say we saw that she got divorced, the other people say we saw that she did not get divorced. Okay. And therefore, what are they saying? Inisa Zaitesi, she doesn't have to leave the second husband. Because 2 witnesses testify that they saw the get. The other 2 say we didn't see the get. They didn't say it never happened. If 2 witnesses say the get happened, 2 witnesses say it didn't happen, mm-hmm. They cancel each other out,
right.
And she's a married woman. Mm-hmm. Right? Here, 2 witnesses say she got divorced.
Done.
2 witnesses say we didn't see that.
She's divorced.
So, l'chatchila, she shouldn't get married because maybe those witnesses are right. But if she got married, she can stay married. Why? Because 2 definite witnesses testify she got divorced. The other witnesses are not saying she's not divorced. They say, we didn't see the divorce.
What's the point of being a witness to say that? You know, what's the point? Why be witness? You can't be witness if you haven't seen
anything. Do you ever sit with people?
Yeah.
Okay, and you're arguing, just discussing. And one guy says, no, it never happened. One guy said, and it did happen. You ever had this?
Yeah.
Yeah? So that's what happened. The guys were talking together. Two guys say, and the dentist, yeah? Two guys say the guy happened. The guy said, no, never, I didn't see it. It didn't happen.
Oh, I see. So in other words,
but two witnesses testified she had a get.
Sounds like a checker.
Still together.
That doesn't mean the get never happened.
Yeah. Isn't the point of being a witness to witness something? I mean, it's not hearsay. We're talking witnesses.
Yeah, but they're coming to say basically testimony, but they're not official, you know. They say it happened. We did
just hearsay. Maybe witness is the wrong word.
Since sometimes the Gemara says about, let's say, the woman not to stay in a guna without a husband, right? So the Gemara says, what happens if a guy comes? The husband's missing somewhere. He went on a trip. No communication in those days, right? A guy comes along on his own and says, oh, you know that guy, he was such a nice guy, he died and we buried him. You're not asking him to testify. It's called Masich Lefi Tumei. He's just talking on his own. So then that din is, you believe him. So then the guy on his own comes to the city, he says, you know, I just met this guy outside the city, this and this and this. He gives, you know, identification. And he says, oh, he suddenly got a heart attack and he died and they buried him. His wife can remarry up according to Halacha.
One guy?
Yeah, even a guy. Again, for Iguna, the Chacham were more lenient. The Gemara is going to say that again later. But he can get married. I mean, she can get married.
Based on a witness of one guy's testimony?
Yeah, as long as he knows he's not coming to be a witness.
Right, I got it. He just happens to say it.
Right.
Allow it to someone, yeah.
Right.
Because he has no reason to lie.
He doesn't know you're asking him. I'll give you another. You know a practical case of this? You come into your kitchen. You have a housekeeper, not Jewish. Yeah? You see the dishes mixed, fleishix, milchix. Yeah? Typical, yeah? Now, you don't know, did she use hot water, did she use cold water? If she used warm water, it's not a problem. If she used hot water, it's a problem. So if you're going to ask her to testify, she's not believed. She's not Jewish.
Right.
But what happens is you just... how hot was the water? You know, not that she thinks you want her to testify on something. Mm-hmm. You just make discussion with her, conversation with
casual
her,
conversation.
Casual conversation, and she says, no, I never use hot water, it hurts my hand.
Oh.
She's not testifying. If they have to testify, she's not believed. But the fact that they're testifying on their own without them understanding, I need to be a witness, they're believed. There's a lot of dinim and testimony that a guy would sometimes be believed. Masich lefi tumei, meaning masich means he's talking lefi tumei. He's like naive. I mean, he's not coming to testify. He's just a casual conversation, and he's saying a point. He because like this, if he knows what you want him to say, he's going to lie.
Naive or innocently?
Innocently. Innocently would be a better word, right?
Yeah, if they know that you're concerned, it shouldn't be water. Using hot water, they're going to say it's cold water.
Right. Then they're not believed. If you ask them clearly, was that hot water or cold water? Then they're not believed. But if you make a conversation and on their own, they blurt out that you can lead into it. You know what I mean? But you don't. They don't feel that you're asking them directly the question. Because then they'll think, what's the best thing for me to say? But here they're coming on their own, so whatever they say, they say.
Yeah, if anybody has shiks is working for them.
You know.
Even in the office.
Yeah.
Like for business
thing, right? Yeah, business ask question. If they feel they're under pressure,
they make up
Okay, next piece of Gemara goes back to a din in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, if you remember the Mishnah, oh, here it is. In the Mishnah and Chabbeit Hamid Aleph, a whole page ago, the Mishnah said like this. A woman that says, I was married and got divorced. Remember Peshos and Peshirta? She's believed. Then it says, a woman says, I was captured and I wasn't touched. You believe her. Okay? Those are the two cases. One woman says, I was married but I got divorced. And the second case is, I was captured but nobody touched me. So the Mishnah says, then the Mishnah says like this. If there are witnesses that she became Tomei, that she was captured, or there are witnesses that say she was married, it's not a Pesha Asa Pesha Hitter anymore, because we know by 8 witnesses that she was married and captured, then she's not believed. Yeah? And then the Mishnah concludes, and that's what the Gemara is talking about now. Imishinissis Bo Adam, if she was already married, she had a Pesha Asa, Pesha Hitter, right? The woman says, one or two cases, and the Gemara is going to ask which cases are going on. First case is, a woman said, I was married and I got divorced. So then she could remarry. If there are witnesses that she was married, she can't, because it's not her mouth anymore. Then the second case is the same thing. I was captured, but I'm tahar. She can believe. If there are witnesses, no. Now, what happens? The Mishnah says, if witnesses came after she got married. So it says, Leiteise, she doesn't have to leave. Is this going on the marriage case or the captive's case?
Maybe both. Why should it be different?
Both. That's what the Gemara is discussing. There's a difference between the two.
But the quote, huh? Why after she married, we don't listen to the Eddin? But if she's...
One minute, that's what the Gemara is going to be discussing now.
Well, that's the question, yeah?
Right. So Gemara says like this. Raveshia Masin La'areisha. Raveshia says it's going on the first case of the Mishnah. What's the case? A woman says, I was married, but I got divorced. So that halacha, she can remarry. Somebody else. Now the witnesses come, and say, no, she was married.
This is 2382, right?
I would say the married one can't get married, and the one who was...
1 minute. So Avashia says, no, goes on the first case. That even, she said, I was married, I got divorced. Says Pesha, also Pesha Hitter. Then she got married. And then witnesses came and said, no, she was married. So then she can stay married. Well, if she didn't get married yet,
then
she cannot get married. But if she got married, she can stay married. And Rabbi Barabin, Masnul Seifa, he learned it on the second case. The woman says, I was captured, but nobody raped me, so I can marry a Kayin. Right? I can marry a Kayin. And so she married a Kayin, then witnesses come and say, no, she was captured. So that's what the case has gone. Then she don't have to leave the Kayin.
She has to?
Does not.
She doesn't have to.
Now, which case is stricter?
First case
is a married woman. This is only rabbinic. We assume that she was raped. Right? So if you say that the din, if the witnesses come, she can stay married, is even by the marriage case, definitely the second case is good. But if you only say it by shvuya, by the captive case, that doesn't mean by the first case, if she got married, that's what the Gemara is saying now. Man de Masna Reisha. Raveshia learns it on the first case of the Mishnah, where it's speaking about marriage. Kol Shekhinah Sefer. For sure the second part, which is only Shvuya, like he said, Shvuya Kidl. by a captive, they were lenient. Man de masen la sefer, one that learns it on the end, aval reishulay, but on the reishinat. Okay?
You're not talking about the coin, no?
The first case is no coin, second case is a coin.
The coin is not the writer?
We don't know for sure she was raped. There's an assumption she was raped.
The Kohen can marry Betula, yeah? Or not Betula?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not in the right thing. You're not talking about the Kohen Gadol.
No.
Could be anybody. Why do you have to say Kohen? Could be anybody, no? Why Kohen?
If a single girl, God forbid, was raped by a guy before she got married. Yeah? Can she marry a regular Jew? Can she marry a Kohen?
Not a
guy?
Not a Kohen.
Not the...
No, she was met by the Kohen.
A girl was raped by a guy.
By a guy.
Okay? Can she marry Yisrael?
Yes.
Can she marry a Kohen?
No.
Probably.
No. Because she had relations with a guy, even though it was against her will.
And if she doesn't tell the Kohen?
Okay, if she doesn't tell him, it's a different story.
Oh, they had this before.
Yeah.
But if she was metan with another Jew, then she can marry.
She could marry a Kohen.
But the guy is different because she cannot.
A girl that lived with somebody, she cannot marry.
Yeah.
That is called Zayna,
yeah.
And she cannot marry a Kohen. If a girl was, God forbid, raped by a brother, a father, she can't marry a father, can't marry a brother. But they're Jewish. She cannot marry a Kohen.
I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this in Kiddushin,
no? Yeah. We discussed it here, I'm sure, also. Okay, so from the Gemara comes out like this. Both Rav Eshi and Rabba Bar Abin, both agree that in the second case, when the woman was captured and raped, or we don't know, that if she got married, she can stay married. Because the witnesses came after she got married. Right? But the first case, when a woman says, I was married and I'm divorced, that's the argument. If the witnesses came, can she stay married or not? Rav Eshi says, it goes on the first case also, that because she was allowed to get married, she can stay married. And Rabba Bar Abin says, no, she cannot get married. She has to get divorced. Right? So the Gemara wants to connect this to a second argument. The Gemara says like this. Maybe they're arguing in the din of Rav Hamnuna. Rav Hamnuna said before in the Gemara, okay, if a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, is she believed or not? And the guy says, no, I didn't.
She did not believe.
Woman said to the husband?
No,
this woman wants to get married to somebody else. The husband comes to Bezin with her and says, what do you mean you're still married? I never divorced you. He said, yes, you did.
Is there proof?
Well, there's proof, there's proof. There's no proof. Is she believed or not? So Rav Hamnuna before in the Gemara said she's believed. Why? Because there's a chazaka. There's an established fact. Women don't have such chutzpah in the presence of the husband. Other people say, so therefore if she says it, she's actually divorced.
So doesn't that fix the problem that's common today, where people, husbands don't want to give a get to the wife? She can say, you divorced me.
Yeah, but it's not true, she's lying. Here she says, I got divorced.
Right.
The husband says, no, I didn't.
She's believed, even the lying one is believed.
Couldn't have known, she believed.
Right.
But I'm saying even today, if she says, you divorced me, he says, no, I didn't. And you believe her.
Today is a whole different story. No, because today you bezed in here to prove it. So the Gemara wants to say now, this argument between Rabbi Shia and Rabbi Barabin. If a woman says, I was married and got divorced, she can marry. If the witnesses come afterwards, Rabbi Shia says she stays married. That means we believed her. Rabbi Barabin says no, she has to get divorced. Right? Ashi says I got divorced. That means he doesn't hold like Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna says if a woman says to her husband, you divorced me, she's believed. So this argument that we just learned between Rabbi Shia and Rabbi Barabin, whether the first case, when a woman says, I was married, but I got divorced. Yeah? And she got married. And then witnesses come and say she got married? Rav Eshia says she can stay married. Why? Because even though the husband comes and says, I didn't divorce you, but she says, I did. You did. And she's believed. Right? Rabbi Barabin says she's not believed. She has to get divorced. She could say you divorced me. She's not believed, not like Rav Amnuna. So Gemara says, the man, the master, Reishia, contra Reishia, he holds like Rav Amnuna, that a woman is able to say to her husband, you divorced me. So even though the witnesses came, she can stay married to the second guy. What are the witnesses saying, though? That she was married, that's all. Why can she stay married? Because Rav Amnuna holds. She could tell the husband, no, I got divorced, you divorced me. And she believed. Rab man de masla sefer. Rabbi Barabin learned it only on the second case about the captive. Let's say that Rav Amnuna doesn't hold of Rav Amnuna at all. And therefore she's not believed. And therefore if witnesses come and say she got married, she's not believed to say now I was divorced. Because the woman's not believed to say to her husband I'm divorced.
Right. That's the only thing she would be able to say. If she says, I wasn't divorced, then how are you marrying the second one? She would only...
She can't say I was never married, because there's witnesses now that tell her she was married. So why can't she get married, stay married to the second guy? Because she's believed to say I was divorced.
I was divorced, right?
I had a husband saying, oh, I didn't divorce you. Or the husband's dead. Well, then she can marry anyway.
Missing. So she's believed to say I was divorced.
According to Rav Amnuna.
That's not the
whole thing. No, Rav Amnuna says she's not believed.
What are we trying to do? We say our Mishnah is like a dam, and then what?
No, you can learn the Mishnah different ways.
No, this is like them. Maybe this is their argument.
Right. Rav Amnuna's din is the argument of how to learn Pshat in our Mishnah. Oh. So the Gemara answers no. Let me say the Gemara's answer. I'll say. Gemara said this has nothing to do with Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna is talking about a case where the husband's here and the wife in front of the husband says, you divorced me. If the husband's not here, of course she's going to say, I was divorced. Who's going to prove it?
Right.
Who's going to prove it wrong?
Right. When you say not here, you mean he's dead.
No. He's not just not here.
On a trip.
He went out, whatever. He's not around. Rav Amnuna says, when a woman says to her husband, in front of his face, you divorced me, in Beis Din. She says to her husband, you divorced me. She's believed. Why? Because Rav Amnuna says, no woman's going to have chutzpah just to say in front of her husband, you divorced me. Mm-hmm. If the husband's not here, what does she care to say I was divorced? Who's going to prove her wrong? The husband might come back. So she says, no, you did divorce me. She can't say the husband died. Because then, if the husband comes back, she can't say, oh, I made a mistake. I mean,
I thought you were dead.
Yeah, I thought you were dead.
Oops. See, it's not like our case. Our case is
right, so Gemara says like this. Kulam Yisrael, everybody holds a Rav Amnuna. That in the presence of the husband, a woman is believed to say, you divorced me. What's the argument in this case, whether she has to get divorced or not from the second husband? This is what the argument. Who holds that you have to get divorced from the second husband if the witnesses come? That Rav Amnon is only believed, meaning the woman is only believed if the husband's there in the room. But not in his presence. He's not believed. She's not believed. Or Marsav Rav Amnon, Rav Oshia holds, no. Even if the husband's not there, she wouldn't have the chutzpah. So the fact that she's saying, I got divorced, she's believed even though the husband's not here. Mar says, so everybody agrees with Rav Amnuna that in the presence of the husband, if a wife says, you divorced me, she's believed. Where are they arguing? If the husband's not here, and a woman says that he divorced me, is she believed or not believed? Only in front of his face is he believed.
When you say today is a different world, though, I mean, obviously...
Because today we have records, there's things, you know.
Yeah. We have more proofs, more...
Yeah.
Ways to go by. Or witnesses. Paper witnesses.
Would I, like
the problem is, let's say a lady had a get, during the war, a lady said, I got a get. And there's no records. Right? Whatever. Or, there were rabbis here that did get in 50 years ago in the city. They're dead. The family's dead. They don't have records. Who knows where the records are? So now the shaila is a woman believed to say I was divorced.
So I think, I would assume that they would say yes.
Even if the husband, but then that's many ramifications later.
Sure.
Let's see, even if the husband died, and the woman says I was divorced, is she believed or not?
The husband died?
Yeah.
Does it make a difference?
Well, you know what's going to matter? Does she need yibum?
Yibum?
If there are no children.
Who does that?
Or does she need chalitza? If she says I was divorced, then she's divorced. See, the guy died before, the guy died after she was divorced. No yibum. No yibum, chalitza. But if she's not divorced and she's a widow, the Bible is she can marry, as a widow, she can marry a kohen. So it depends where it's better for her.
Right. So what do we pass on?